Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Thursday morning, Ricks. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please give a follow. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
Hello. Happy Thursday to you.
We're getting there. Getting there to the end of the week.
We certainly are. John Paul Flame is here.
You ask people for a follow. I'm wondering, what are the last things you've posted on Instagram?
Instagram's been a while.
I mean, you ask for the follow. I'm wondering, what do I get?
You get
I already follow you. I don't know.
You probably get one post a month.
A poker chip post?
Yeah, it's probably
that is the last post. I see a picture of poker chips.
Yeah,
I think when he goes on vacation, you get to see the water socks and maybe
that is true.
You know,
I'll make like a beer pyramid of all the local beers I'll be enjoying that week.
Looks like your last three posts on Cakes Flops on Instagram. A charcuterie board.
Yep, that was on vacation.
A picture of the National Stadium.
Yes.
Baseball cakes.
Yeah.
And poker chips.
Yeah. I need to do a little more work on the gram.
Yeah.
Well, you had some poker chips last night for a while. Then they started to dwindle.
That dwindled, and you get them in with what you think's a decent hand until the villain turns over a better hand, and then he takes all your chips. But that's the nature of the game. That's the way
crazy game works.
Crazy game of poker.
And you finish seven out of the cash.
Seven spots away, which might as well be a billion miles away from the cash.
Been there, done that. So you're up late.
I got to bed around 12:15.
That's late.
Yeah, it's not horrible.
Not the latest I've gone to bed at MGM National Harbor.
No, it's not two.
I felt worse for my son, who got his chips in good with pocket kings against a guy who flips over pocket sevens. Then the guy flops a set of sevens and turns the last seven in the deck to completely just ramboozle my kid and send him on his way packing out the door. But that's the way the cards fall sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
what are you going to do?
Hey, you've cashed out plenty. You're a net.
That is true.
You're a net big time winner.
That part is definitely true.
You love it.
Certainly.
So, I mean, there's no complaints.
Yeah. It's my most fun side hustle.
Right.
And most profitable side hustle too, which is
I
great.
I would say, and I got to think about this, but outside of doing the show, you know, outside of being with your kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Playing poker is the single most enjoyable thing for you.
Probably right.
Yeah, loves it.
Yeah.
Like would you rather play poker
or
watch a Caps game down the stretch?
Ooh.
Well, if the Caps are in it, you know.
Well, like they are now.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. Am I at the Caps game or I'm just watching at home?
No, just watching at home. I think you'd rather be at the casino. At the casino.
I do like watching the Caps try to qualify for the playoffs.
But
it's close.
But
it's like 60-40.
But
I'd rather be seeing flops. Because here's the uptick, the takeaway.
Yeah.
I can see flops and watch the Caps game at MGM National Harbor. I can do two things at once.
You can.
So there you have it.
And I just know you because you're like the other day, I did the same thing when it got to 4-2. I just cut it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're never going to do that in poker. No. I mean, you're going to grind it out.
Grind till the end.
Till the
do
very
you prefer
end.
It over, you still play tennis and pickleball.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, if you had an one. Invitation at the same mm-hmm. time, you yeah. can play poker or you can play tennis and pickleball.
Always going to play poker every time.
I'll select poker. Poker yeah. wins.
I got
I mean,
it.
I really like playing tennis too and yeah, pickleball. But, I like both of those.
You can play
things.
Pickleball anytime.
Yeah, but I play tennis every weekend. So it's good.
I know. It's fine.
I'll go play poker.
Yeah, you're going to play poker.
I'm a degenerate. I like playing poker.
It's his favorite activity other than like being with his kids or whatever. It's his favorite activity.
It's yeah. my jam.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He loves it.
Yeah.
What's your single favorite activity? Gambling. I guess it's just gambling.
Golf.
Golf. I would answer for me at this point in my life right now, other than doing stuff with my kids or going to my
kids'
game.
That's why I'm so frustrated that my shoulder can't get back to where it was last year. I haven't played since early November.
So what has replaced that for you? Like, what joy do you have in your life?
Yeah, not
you
much.
You need to find a...
I'm not a happy person.
You need to find something to fill that void.
No, honestly,
I mean, you know that for a fact.
You've been a lot happier over the last 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm still not a very happy person.
Yeah, you are.
Not really.
You know what I would say for you? It's going out to eat and
socializing.
Yeah, but you know what?
Meeting bartenders.
I don't socialize as much as I...
That would be way down on my list.
Yeah, no.
I don't socialize as much as you think I do.
Well, you're so busy at the bank socializing with those.
Oh, I like the people at the bank, but that's only for a few minutes.
But
there's
the
a lot of people I don't talk to anymore.
Oh, really? People you've just shut out of your life?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not for any particular reason. I just don't like Tommy Horsecamp.
Mm-hmm.
I never talk to Tommy Horsecamp. I talk to him once a year, and that's when he has
it's Chris Kringle.
Actually, we're in a fantasy football league together.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we'll talk, you know, sometime in August.
I talk to Horsey. When it's around time for the homies league draft, and then if I show up for Chris Kringle,
yeah,
there
he's
you
not
have
good.
It.
He's not good at keeping up. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, he's probably also doing. It's probably smack dab in the middle of cut 'em up season. It's probably not that fun to be
I think
around.
He's on like 9 different
if
softball
he's car
teams
cutting and
you know,
and not eating anything. He's probably grumpy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know. I can't answer that question.
JP, not family related.
I mean, I like playing sports now. I don't play basketball. That would be my
number
one.
I know, but currently, what's your current number one thing?
Working
running,
out.
Working out.
Working out. But, I mean, I like socializing. Like, I know on Saturday night, probably go out with friends.
Right.
I coach. I coach a lot. I'm coaching soccer. I coach basketball. So that takes up a lot. It's fun.
Right. All right. He has a lot of fun things. For me, I think other than with family stuff, it's golf.
Golf and sauna.
I play golf
sauna.
Once a week.
Sauna.
Golf and sauna are up
no, but
there.
I'm just saying with the highlight. I do a lot of stuff, but I mean, the highlight. The thing I enjoy the most. Dude.
Yeah, to me, golf is more the socializing aspect. Like, I get together with some of my buddies playing golf now. A lot of them I used to play basketball with.
Right. No, for me, it's just the sheer challenge of trying to hit one pure every time.
Sure, trying to stripe it.
That's it.
But I also would say, and this will sound terrible, watching TV. I watch TV with my wife. We watch certain shows.
I couldn't find anything to watch yesterday.
But there was nothing on last night.
I hadn't turned the TV on until it was about 9:05.
Yesterday was a TV dead zone.
I don't really watch that much TV unless there's a game or something. Or you know, I have a couple shows I like. I do like American
Could've
Idol.
Could have watched the Nats get a curly W.
I watched the Nats.
I'm not.
For about
it's
five
hard
innings.
For me to get geeked up. I'm just being honest.
Gallo hit a monster home run. We were talking about him yesterday, how he was 0 for 12 with
What's
six
he, like,
strikeouts.
1 for 16 now?
No, he had 3 hits last
night. Yeah, he was on a heater last night.
He was due.
It's hard for me to get excited, but hopefully I can for the Nats, but I'll be honest with you. It's hard for me to.
Every win means a lot to Cakes and I.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
We're sweating every single curly dub.
I was a Strauss guy. It's kind of a prickly as he was.
Yeah.
He's gone.
So
I was
Strauss
a Max guy.
Gone,
I mean, I like
you're
those
losing
guys.
Some fervor.
I love watching those guys.
Yeah.
I haven't really adopted the young guys yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You haven't fallen in love with Mackenzie Gore or Josiah Gray yet?
No.
JoJo's really got a pitch much better.
I feel like those guys are good. They're not great. They're not. I'm
talking
about
Max
the guys Scherzer's I loved.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah, the guys I'm talking about were elite.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different level.
The even Bryce, who hit 3 bombs the other day.
That you know what? You were in love with the Nats when they actually had a high payroll.
Stars.
When they actually paid people.
I mean, what is it? What is the cliche? I get sized for greatness.
Sure.
Yeah. I think I coined that.
Right. You may have that. Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Back padding machine. I did coin that.
Yeah.
Yeah, get sized for greatness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of greatness over there right now.
I'm seeing a ton of it on the staff.
The only, I've said this a million times, the only team I accept just pure mediocrity or not, and I torture myself with is the Skins. Right. The only team I allow myself to just be tortured by.
Mm-hmm. CJ Abrams is going to be an all-star next year.
All right. I hope so.
Put that in the book. Next, this year, maybe not. Next year, all-star.
All right. All right.
Good for him. Hope he does.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's fun to watch.
What was the final of the game?
5-3, I think.
5-3. All right. Yeah. Gallo went hit 3 for 4 or something, and he hit only one bomb. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he had one bomb and had 3 hits, and they won 5-3. And Abrams had a couple hits and a couple RBIs. Pitching was better. Finnegan was much better than his last save opportunity. He got a save, and then they played it at 4. JoJo has to bounce back from that awful opener.
Mm-hmm. Well, JoJo's good, not great. So you never know what you're going to get with him.
Correct.
Right.
But like I said, every win's big for Cakes and I. So
it is.
My 4 biggest overplays this year were the Nats, the Cubs, the Reds, and the Orioles.
I feel like
looking really good in 3 of the 4.
I feel like I should have gone a little bigger with my bet. I bet $100 on the season long sweat.
No, what'd you bet? $100?
$100.
Trust me.
You think 100 is appropriate?
I don't think you want to get too crazy with that one.
Yeah, maybe 200.
I don't think you want to get too crazy.
Maybe dabble with 3, but I didn't.
I think.
You know what? I made a responsible bet.
Yeah, you were very responsible.
I didn't go too crazy.
Right.
So that's what you had last night.
So I know that on Twitter there was even my wife was talking about the UConn plane and you know whatever they had issues and their difficulty getting out of there. What did anything happen overnight that I didn't?
I know
see?
That they're waiting on another plane to show up.
Everybody
to
is
transport
there,
them to Arizona.
But UConn,
I guess.
Right. Right. Drab, did anything happen overnight, like while we were sleeping?
I think they took off. I think so.
Okay, good. All right.
Do they not have a wealthy donor that can just be like, hey, here's a couple of private planes, like fly out to Arizona on our private planes?
I'm sure.
Don't they have deep-pocketed alums that can hook them?
Yeah, but I mean, they're probably not to spend $100,000 or whatever.
You charter a plane, it should get there.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I generally agree with that. It should be the case.
Dude. I follow this account called Historic Vids, okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know if you ever
I've seen it on Twitter,
And it has awesome stuff on there. And there's a video of, I guess it happened in the early 2000s, of two Japanese airliners heading right towards each other.
Okay. That sounds terrifying.
No, they're like,
I don't like the sound of that.
It's several thousand feet in the air. I don't know, maybe 10,000 feet. I don't know what they are. And then they both just start dipping to try to avoid each other. They say on the video within 400 feet of hitting each other mid-air collision.
That is like, terrifying.
They're like 757. Yeah,
that was like computer-generated video.
So it's fake? Oh, it's computer-generated video.
It's just a simulation of what actually happened.
I couldn't figure out how they had video of it.
When did this happen?
2001. Or something. I thought that was what it was. You saw the video too?
Now I'm blaming you for that historic vid stuff always in my timeline because you're probably obsessed with it.
I haven't. I don't think I've retweeted
many of
it.
Just start popping up out of nowhere all the time on my
I love it. I love it. I love it all. Did you see the one about, so this is pretty cool. I don't know if this was historic vids. It might have been. But so in Taipei, they had the earthquake or whatever, right?
Yeah. 7.3,
a big one. They have a 1,600 foot skyscraper. And on between the 88th floor and the 92nd floor, they have a big-ass ball to balance so that when there are earthquakes or that wind blows, that the freaking building doesn't topple over or it doesn't sway too much. And so it's just – it's an architectural marvel. Mm. And it definitely kicked in during the 7.3 earthquake.
Man, 7.3. Can you imagine that in D.C. if there was a 7.3?
Man, places what in ruins.
It's a disaster is what it is.
They said 1,000 people are missing.
You see that, the one video I saw was just that building just collapsing right on the street. It's awful.
Well, some of the buildings are just completely tilted, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. They're just like on an angle, waiting to fall over.
Yeah.
So it's getting awful. Back to the UConn plane, it took off finally at 1:30. Hasn't landed yet, I don't think. I think it's supposed to land at 6:30 East Coast time.
Mm. Any second they'll be descending. All right, they'll be there. I mean, you knew it would get resolved, but it was just kind of not that much going on yesterday. It was like the big viral story. It even captured the attention of my wife.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ray Allen couldn't book them a plane.
I'm sure he could.
Jim Calhoun? Anybody?
I'm sure he could.
Randy Edsel?
I don't know if Edsel would want to.
probably wouldn't.
I don't think that really ended on great terms.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
I don't think Randy's coach anymore, right? I think Randy's retired. I think he's playing golf.
I think he's just retired.
That guy loves golf.
Certainly.
He loves golf.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. And he got skinny.
Dropped some bills.
Remember? And I think he stayed skinny.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
For him.
All right, when we come back, we get into the Junk Sports page. A lot went down yesterday. Big trade in the NFL. Stephon Diggs is on the move, in case you didn't hear. We'll talk Wiz, Lakers, and more. We'll do the Junk Sports page next. Here.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the fan. Here's your guest roster for today. Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He'll be on the show at 8:45 as they prep for the BGOTY. That's the biggest game of the year as the Penguins are in town and the Caps are trying to make that playoff push. Mm-hmm. Dylan Strome will join us at 8:45. And Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News, he will join us at 9 o'clock. We will go deep inside the trade that sends Stephon Diggs away from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. We'll get into that also in the Junk's sports page. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Yeah, so Diggs is gone. He's down to Houston for a 2025 second rounder.
A couple other picks, too, right?
Yeah, Buffalo sent like a fifth and a sixth rounder in return.
That was the big one. He led the NFL in catches during his 4 years with Buffalo at 445, four more than Davante Adams. But he's gone.
He's gone.
And, you know, there were rumblings he wasn't happy and he was missing practices earlier in the year. And obviously McDermott wasn't very happy with him. And
he was tweeting the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew kind it was happening.
Controversial stuff. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I want to say the tweet was something to the effect of, it was almost like a really, because somebody said that Josh Allen was more important to receivers than receivers were to Josh Allen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, are you sure?
He said, are you sure? Yeah.
Yeah. I love me some Stephon Diggs. He's local. He a Terp. Love him. But I think teams, they get sick of him after it. The pattern seems to be he's there for a few years, wears out his welcome, and then teams are like, we're ready to stop dealing with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. He's high maintenance.
Yeah,
he's high maintenance, but his defenders will say that's because he's a freaking competitor and he wants to win more than anybody on the team.
And I started this by saying I love the guy. I love watching him play. I'm just saying if you're like a GM and if you're his quarterback, you might not love him as much.
How many times have you seen him come off the field and the sideline and he's yelling at players and coaches? Yeah, he's a fiery guy.
Yeah, I mean, Brady's the same way, though, so that his defenders will say that, right?
Yeah.
But here's the question, and I don't know the answer to it. How is he when they're winning but he's not involved?
Not sure. All I know is, like,
that was a huge thing because before week 8, I think he was on pace to have a record season this past season, but Buffalo was kind of mediocre. They weren't winning. And then they fired Ken Dorsey, their offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Joe Brady takes over.
And then, then he takes over. Yeah. And then Diggs kind of gets not phased out, but he's just not
marginalized.
Marginalized. Yeah. That's a great word.
His role
to describe
wasn't nearly
it.
As big.
It's not as big.
So
it wasn't
he was
as productive.
Complaining even after wins.
So he was during that stretch in which Buffalo was making their playoff push and winning the division, he was upset with his use.
He had 5 100-yard games in the first six. Didn't have any after that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so then, he tailed off, and in the playoffs against Kansas City, they lost 27-24. He had 3 catches for 21 yards.
I think that's
yards.
Very telling, because I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But if your team's winning and you're bitching, not
that,
a good
that
look.
Was one of the stories midway through the year, was the fact that he wasn't happy that he wasn't putting numbers up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so.
So then it might be time to go.
Yeah. Oh, and it was.
So Josh Allen now is looking around like, all right, Gabe Davis is gone. He signed with Jacksonville, trading away Stephon Diggs. Like, what's happening here?
Curtis Samuel
is there.
He doesn't have anything.
There's not a lot there.
They've got, a dull
Dalton
draft
Kincaid
one.
Dalton Kincaid is a good tight end, but he's young.
Right,
second-year guy.
Right now, their top three receivers are Samuel, Mac Hollins, and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah. But this happens when you have a quarterback sign these monster contracts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your team has to make choices. Now, the Bills, they ended up moving on from 7 or 8 veterans who were starters, contributors, really good players on the team on both offense and defense. You have to be able to overcome it. Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, was able to overcome it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Josh Allen can do.
This move is, in terms of the cap, is going to count almost $32 million in a dead money cap situation for Buffalo.
And he would have
this year.
Diggs would have counted $27 million against the cap if he were still on the roster.
Correct.
This upcoming season.
Yeah.
So in effect, they're taking an extra $4 million cap hit.
They are
to send him bye bye.
The other side of the story is the Houston Texans.
Right.
Yes.
The Houston Texans are loading up.
Mm-hmm.
And if CJ Stroud can have a sophomore season, a second season like he did as a rookie with the weapons they have. They've added at running back, Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. They've added now Stephon Diggs to two receivers who are up and coming. Got a good tight end.
They've got remarkable depth 1 through 3 at wideout.
I heard one NFL analyst said he believes the Texans are the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs now, vaulting them over the Ravens.
Sounds pretty accurate. If Diggs, if Diggs assimilates and isn't a nightmare for CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Valdez, what were you going to say on this? Do you remember?
Oh, I was just going to talk about the cap hit, but we moved on.
Yeah. They might have the best receiving core right now in the AFC.
Yeah, Diggs is the one. Nico
Collins. Miami's
obviously
up there.
Nico Collins had a stud year.
Yeah.
It's a matter of can Tank Dell bounce
back
from his injury.
Right.
And yeah, they're
so that's
a
big deal.
That's a good squad.
It's a big deal.
CJ Stroud's going to have some weapons. I did see one of these analysts who we have on the show all the time, I can't remember if it was Eric Eager or one of the other PFF guys, he had a graph of all the quarterbacks and their EPA, which is expected play average, I believe, and which guys really benefited from luck, meaning interceptions dropped, catches that are not necessarily expected, and CJ Stroud was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he's not good, but said that he really had a lucky first year.
It's funny that you say that. Remember, that was part of my argument with Heinicke. The one year that Heinicke went nutty, he had more like dropped interceptions and all, more terrible throws. And somehow he's
got away with
touchdowns.
Sure,
yeah,
he got away with things.
I wonder how CJ is going to do. I'm not a hater of CJ. I think he seems like a great guy. I like CJ Stroud. But I'm not sure he's the best quarterback in the last 50 years, and that's how he played last year, as a rookie at that level, at that stage in his career.
But I do like the team approach where they feel like
they're giving him a
we're
lot
close,
of,
and we're going to add another weapon to our young quarterback to help him improve.
But even Jalen Hurts, who we all thought was like a top three quarterback a year ago, now he has a down year. Now everyone's kind of like, I don't know. He's maybe in that second tier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then if he has another good year, they'll say, we're wrong. He's back at the top.
So, we are obviously,
we just react.
Captured in the moment. Yeah. But let's see how CJ Stroud's second year goes. It's going to be very difficult
to duplicate. It's just kind of like it was a no-brainer when you knew that the West Virginia guy in Seattle, you knew he was going to come back.
Smith.
You knew he was going to come back to Earth. Yeah.
But adding Mixon and adding Diggs certainly will help. Takes a lot more pressure.
Maybe that'll really help.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, they're going to be a threat.
They are going to be a threat.
And if you look at what they've done, just total roster overhaul here in the last 2 years, it's impressive. I don't know if they take a leap over the Ravens. This NFL analyst said that. I mean, the Ravens out of Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a nice
That's a big deal. It's a big deal, yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. All right. So still lots to get through. The Chiefs wide receiver, Rashee Rice, we've been talking about him all week. He apparently met with the Dallas police and said he takes full responsibility for the crash.
He issued the weakest. I hope he did better than that, because it was just some lawyerly statement.
Yeah.
It was the worst I've ever seen.
I guess the story is he finally met with the cops.
That should not fly. He needs a real mea culpa. He needs a press conference or something. And you need to see some tears, and you need to see some real remorse. That statement sucked.
Yeah, doubt you'll see that.
That actually infuriated me when I saw it. You think you're going to get away that? Like, yeah, I met with the police. I take full responsibility.
He just blows it off.
Yeah, are you kidding? That is not sufficient.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't think he's been charged with anything yet.
Not yet.
But it's coming.
Lawyers working his magic. So that's coming. We'll see what they
saw. Patrick Mahomes throwing balls to Hollywood Brown.
And then the NFL has to come down hard on him.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just
does. I think so, yeah.
What about the rugby guy? Was he throwing any balls to the rugby guy?
I don't
guy?
Care about the rugby guy.
I'm fascinated by him.
He's not going to be
a fantasy
football factor.
The Jared guy, right? And he got in trouble for like raping a chick or something years later.
I tend not to buy into the experimental rugby guys, and also the, hey, this guy played overseas and we're going to develop him into an NFL fill in the blank.
It's not that easy.
Running back or wide receiver or tight end. No. Generally doesn't work.
So generally,
I tend to just ignore those guys.
I think it could work for the punters.
Special teamers? Yeah. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. But like making an impact on offense,
Dude,
I don't
did
really
you guys,
see it.
All right. Yeah, I know you guys didn't do it. I told you I like, for some reason, I just like football, I guess, professionally, like minor league football. Did you watch any UFL?
No.
Did not.
Okay. So I watched a little bit of this. Listen, I'm not claiming that I'm some huge super fan. I'm not. Because I don't even know the two teams that were playing. But one of the kickers, mm-hmm. okay, had never kicked a professional field goal before.
That was the guy from the YouTuber.
Possibly.
Destroying.
I know he played in college, and I'm sure that's how he got famous, is on YouTube. His first professional kick mm-hmm. was like a 60-plus yarder to send to either win the game or to send it into overtime. He didn't even kick in college. He didn't kick a college. He played soccer.
Because he was making too much money on YouTube, and they wouldn't let him.
I understand, but still, to actually be able to do it. What are you saying, Drab?
I think that you guys are talking about two different kickers.
Well, I think the 63-yarder was a different guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was a white guy. Yeah, it was a white guy.
Destroying his African-American
63-yard field goal. His first professional kick. Game on. Somehow I just stumbled. You know, I love kickers.
You do love kickers.
Like, this is his first professional kick with a game on the line. And, you know, I think he graduated a couple years ago.
Was it Jake Bates?
I think might have been.
Yeah, Bates is the one that hit the
60. So he's the one. That guy's got to get a look at the next level.
So the NFL's, I think the NFL's already contacted him.
They have to.
I'm sure.
Game on the line, he pured it. And by the way, they tried to ice him right before. He pured that one too.
He's a Michigan Panther. I used to root for Anthony Carter.
Now, I'm sure I don't have all the details of his life correct, but I thought I heard them say he played soccer, and then he did something else. And
said he hadn't attempted a field goal since high school.
Yeah, right. Right.
But
went to Arkansas.
So as a professional, you know, I mean, never played college football.
No, that's amazing. Like,
he'll get an opportunity.
If you haven't kicked a field goal since high school, and then you have a 60-plus yarder on the line.
With the game on the line.
Yeah, but
and
here's
you
the
nail here, it? Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but he was in training camp with the Texans and didn't make the team 2 years ago.
Right. No, he has chops,
yeah,
obviously.
Still, yeah.
But he, it takes impressive. Kickers a few years, oftentimes,
yeah,
to kind of
cool
get going. I'm a Jake Bates guy now.
Well, the guy destroying, I guess, played a little at UCF and then wasn't allowed to finish his career because he was making all the money on
YouTube. His YouTube name is Destroying.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of YouTube
you
guys.
You sleep on Destroying and how famous he is.
I do sleep on that person. Yes.
Well, he has 6 million YouTube followers, and he goes from city to city in the high schools and small colleges. Okay. Are packed with kids doing what they do, one-on-one stuff. It's like all day festival thing. It's
what does
huge.
He do? And he does kicking?
I'm officially doing this on him.
No, he's a kicker, but he does sometimes a lineup his corner.
Yeah, he does. He's a kicker by trade, but he's more of like a host of these things, and he's just famous. And they do like corner wide receiver drills.
He'll challenge, Tyreek Hill or whatever. He's got almost 5 million
content.
Followers
what's the guy's
TikTok.
Destroying.
Is it on Instagram? I'm not a TikTok
YouTube.
Guy.
So his real name is Donald De La Haye.
Yes.
I'm going to see
Costa Rican.
I guarantee
silly.
He has an Instagram. It may not be popular, but he's got to have one.
I'm sure he does.
Donald D. How do you say it?
Yeah, he's got 3 million Instagram followers as well.
D-E, like De La Hoya, except it's H-A-Y-E.
Donald De La Haye. He doesn't have a blue check. Even EB has a blue check. Yeah. No, this is a photographer.
Different person.
Guy. Yeah, this different guy.
Just type in Destroying.
With an extra E.
With an extra E.
D E.
There you go. Destroying. There's your kicking segment for the show.
All right.
Hold on. I'll help you during the break. You know what? It's news to me that is a real person.
Real quick. Caps, huge game tonight. Pens in town. 7:05, 7 o'clock?
Probably 7 p.m. puck drop.
All right.
I'd have to double check
that.
But that's usually the case.
Wizards lost to the Lakers last night. Not that anybody cares, but Davis had 19 points in the first quarter, I think.
Johnny Davis?
Anthony Davis.
I was testing you.
You were teeing me up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Cakes. I thought you were a Wizards fan.
No, but this is kind of what Johnny Davis does, is he kind of flashes with like 10 games to go.
No, it was Anthony Davis.
I understand, but I think he did have a good game the other day, actually.
Let me see if he
within the
last
two
night.
Or three games, I think he's had a decent game.
He's got an ankle sprain, so he didn't flash last night.
The guy who I've been watching.
But like within the last two or three, look it up.
Yeah.
The guy I've been watching, and I put a tweet, I think, on my account, is Vukcevic. I'm a little intrigued by him because he's a 7-footer. He's got range.
He
put up 15 last night.
You love the Euros. You're infatuated.
Yeah, we'll put him in
Euros.
There. Yeah.
Guess what? The Euros are the best players in the NBA right now.
I understand, but you love you some Euros.
All right.
Jokic, Doncic, Giannis. I'm just saying he's a good player.
Sure.
Of course.
Deep down,
he's
hoping he's another.
He wants to meet another Luka.
Well, Luka or the other guy. The other guy from.
Dirk. He wants to meet the next Dirk.
Yeah, for some reason, I can't remember anyone's name today.
But the story of the night is Malachi Flynn, who I think went to San Diego State. And I'm not sure where he was drafted. But anyway, he's averaging 5.8 points per game.
He was a late first-round pick, pick number 29.
Okay, how many points is he averaging?
5.3.
Right. He had 50 last night.
They did lose.
You know what?
They lost to Mike Bray in the Atlanta Hawks.
No disrespect to Malachi Flynn. I'm sure he's a very good player.
I'm going to text Mike
today.
The fact
that he had 50 points in an NBA game, and I understand it's never been easier to score 50, completely devalues 50 points as a huge benchmark.
Okay. No.
Tracy Murray did it, like that soiled it. This one really does. If you average 5 points a game and you 10x your output, it's disrespectful to 50 points.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion.
One of those nights where you go, what? First of all, who's Malachi Flynn? And then number two is, how does he score 50 when he's averaging 45 points below that?
Hey, back to Vukcevic.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's only two games.
I'm not.
And it's not like he
it.
Put up a ton of numbers. He's 21. He's a 7-footer.
Mm-hmm.
But he went 3-for-6 from the 3-point line last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now 1-for-6 the game before. But in his last two games, he's put up 14 and 15. When has Johnny Davis done that?
Probably never.
No, he has. Well, maybe not back to back, but he's had games before where he's had in the teens. Last year, he did it down the stretch.
Is that a Tommy Shepard leftover draft pick doing some work?
Hey, what's his first name? Vukcevic.
Tristan.
Okay. Tristan. There you go.
I'm gonna say maybe he's gonna be my new guy.
I think this was like the seventh game he's played for Washington, mm-hmm. something like that.
Well, I could tell you this year. Johnny Davis this year, I think his high is 13 in the preseason.
Are you sure of that?
This season.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm just
what was the good game
he
was
one game.
I thought he had a good game within the last three or four. Maybe it was a half.
Well, 10 points is a good game for him.
Yeah. In the month of April, he had one game where he scored 8. Mm-hmm. He averaged 3.3 points per game in April.
This is not going to work out.
Well, April,
it was a botched draft pick.
You mean right now, or are you talking about last year?
Yeah, they botched it.
It was a bad draft pick by an old regime.
Yeah, it's over.
Like, it happens.
You get over it.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about Johnny.
I feel bad. Year. Like we're just kicking the guy when he's down. Like we're just kicking a dead horse.
So should we just maybe never talk about him ever?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. Because
I just feel bad for the guy.
He's not a piece to the puzzle.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
By the way, real quick, Orioles come back, win, scored 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, that beat the Royals 4-3. McCann had a big night, their catcher, including a single to win it in 9th walk-off. There was all kinds of rain delays. Well, how many hours was the rain delay in Baltimore last night?
I think it was five total hours.
Oh, my God.
Valdez, I saw you tweeting. You're one of those guys. You want the prospects to come up, right?
We have to break. It's a long discussion.
The prospects had scored 26 runs last night.
It's a long discussion to have. The team itself in the majors, the Hayes, Mullins, Urias, O'Hearn, they're just not producing.
They got a lot complaining about.
What?
That was the platoon you were complaining about. I think I saw you tweet about it.
Yeah. They're just awful. And I don't know what Hyde's doing putting Jorge Mateo in center field. I don't know what's going on.
You have a lot of questions.
Meanwhile, the guys in the minors were very lucky
to win last night.
The guys in the minors.
But Kowser was playing center. Right. Kowser was playing center field too last night.
No, he got he pinch hit in the 8th.
Right.
He also had 2 hits the night before, and then he got benched. He was the only. He had 2 of the team's 3 hits the night before. Then he got benched the next day.
Yeah, I don't know why they benched him.
Yeah, and then he pinch hit and got a hit.
Yeah, he's hitting 500.
When we come back, we'll talk some NFL. Can Dallas support a second NFL franchise? We'll give you the details on that next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the mayor of Dallas, and I'm not going to say Dallas, Texas, because everybody knows where Dallas is. I know it would tilt Jason if I said came on here and said the mayor of Dallas, Texas.
Yes, it would.
He wants the Chiefs to join the Cowboys as the city's second NFL team. After news broke on Tuesday night that voters in Jackson County, Missouri, rejected a sales tax measure that would have renovated Arrowhead Stadium, home of the Chiefs, Johnson took to social media to show his interest. He said, "Welcome home, Dallas Texans. Hashtag Cotton Bowl, he wrote on X. Then on Wednesday morning, in a statement to the Dallas Morning News, he said, Dallas was named the top sports city in the U.S. because we play to win. As I've said previously, our market is big enough, growing enough, and loves football more than enough to support a second NFL team, especially a franchise with deep roots here.
Right. I don't take it seriously. I mean, I'm sure Dallas would love it, but I cannot see
the Chiefs moving,
especially based on all the success they've had of late. They didn't get public money, maybe because Dallas makes a pitch, the mayor makes a pitch that they'll get their money eventually, much like what happened here in D.C. with Ted Leonsis.
Right.
Maybe that's going to happen. But you want to talk about being a villain. If you're the owner of the Chiefs,
yep, the Hunt
and
family,
and you move them,
right?
Oh my God!
Yeah, so they obviously do have ties to Dallas because Lamar Hunt founded the Dallas Texans in 1959. The team played at the Cotton Bowl before relocating to Kansas City and rebranding as the Chiefs in 1963. So that's a long time ago.
Well, the, the Hunt family lives in Dallas year round.
Right.
Well, I still think it's. I agree with JP. Even though that could, potentially maybe it could happen. I think the bigger issue is, could Dallas truly support two teams? I don't see Kansas City, the Chiefs. There's too much heritage. There's too. I'd be stunned.
It would be weird, but like, if they moved to Dallas, like they wouldn't have to build a stadium, right? Couldn't they just move into Jerry World? Or
sure. They could do something like that.
Just share the stadium with the Cowboys? But or is that?
I don't know how that would work.
I mean,
I just can't imagine there being a lot of support down there for the Chiefs.
Right.
Well, that's my question. Could they actually support the two teams?
I think it'd be very hard.
Team it is.
A team as successful as the Chiefs, I think if they moved into Dallas, I don't think they'd have any problem.
I almost just rule out of hand
getting support.
The Chiefs leaving Kansas City. Now, if you said I don't even know anything about it.
For teams to leave.
Yeah, but maybe like a team like Jacksonville or something, or you know what I mean? Somewhere where they don't get a lot of great support. Maybe they do now, but I could see that.
I mean, the Athletics are trying to move to Vegas, but now there's all kinds of roadblocks.
Oh, now that's not going to happen?
I mean, it's.
Didn't they extend a lease like 5 years?
It doesn't look as easy as it did a year ago or whenever they announced it.
Right. No, clearly it's hard to move, but Al Davis did it 100 times. He kind of figured out how to do it.
There was a story. I mean, Dallas is already the metro area, massive. Mm-hmm. I think it's already the fourth biggest. There was a story I saw a few weeks ago that said Dallas could become America's largest metro area in like the next few decades.
I guess I don't have a good grasp of it.
See that happening?
Because I've been to Dallas once or twice, and the downtown area seems small.
But I think it's just spread out.
It's just spread out.
It just doesn't end.
Houston is the same way. Houston just covers this massive territory, but it's also big.
Right. But like the downtown.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not.
No, no. Downtown is different, but you have Fort Worth and you have all those suburbs that just go on forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, right. Arlington.
Right. And like the Giants and Jets.
That makes sense to me.
Fill up MetLife. Well, the Giants probably more than the Jets. Uh-huh. Of late.
With the stadium in New Jersey.
Right. I mean, it would seem crazy for the Chiefs to move out of Kansas City.
I rule it out of hand.
Yeah. I bet money is not happening.
It's probably not. It's probably even posturing.
All of these dots that we're connecting make sense. Yeah. The Hunt family being from there. Dallas wants them.
And I don't blame the Dallas mayor for just throwing his hat in the ring.
No, of course not. And I don't even blame the Hunt guy for investigating the possibility potentially.
Right. If the team was sucky, do you think it'd be more likely?
Possibly.
Yes.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly.
When Baltimore left for Cleveland, were they struggling at the time? I believe so.
When Baltimore left for Cleveland?
Yes.
Baltimore didn't leave
for Indy.
Cleveland.
I mean, sorry.
For Indy.
Yeah.
I don't think the Colts were great at that point.
No, but
the early
they weren't.
Mid-80s.
But you're talking about history. I mean, the Baltimore Colts were a pretty historic
team in the NFL. That was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But I think I think Valdez is right. The sucky factor versus being good is a factor. Like if they were struggling versus winning Super Bowls,
right? But I think also a factor. Is
I think
just
that
the heritage
the move
of the
would
franchise.
Be likelier.
I mean, the Colts were at a heritage.
The Colts were a heritage franchise.
They were.
I know, but they weren't good at the time. Is what I'm saying.
I feel like the Chiefs' heritage now is greater than what the Colts was. Maybe not.
The
Maybe
Rams. The Rams relocated after winning a Super Bowl. I don't know how many years it was after winning the Super Bowl. They just said, "We're leaving St. Louis. We're going back to our roots in L.A." I mean, that was a pretty successful team. I know that I think they were struggling at the gate a little bit before that. But I mean, that's a team who probably won the Super Bowl within a decade of moving.
That's true.
Maybe I'm off with my timeline.
No,
there,
but that's relatively
sounds about right.
Relatively close. That was kind of.
I would be stunned if the Chiefs became the Dallas Chiefs.
Yes, of course.
That would throw me.
And they're not going to suck because they've got a quarterback for the next 10 years who's going to be pretty damn good.
Right.
They're not going to suck. So it's not like the support's going to drop. The money thing is different.
So what is the root behind the money that the government just doesn't want to pay for it, basically?
Correct.
Yeah,
they're probably
people are catching
other parts of the city.
People are catching on to like the billionaire quote unquote scam of of subsidizing your stadium when you're worth a lot of money through your
public,
tax dollars,
public funds for
people are catching on
private
that,
profits. Yeah. Like people are starting to get fed up with it.
Well, I think the Clark family is one of the poorest NFL teams out there, families, because I think a lot of their net worth has come from the NFL franchise.
Okay.
They've owned it for so long. It's not.
Don't they
like,
also have like oil ties? Or
Clark Hunt's grandfather did, but he had 15 children that I think it was divided up between.
Oh, got to chop that pile.
Lamar Hunt was one of them.
A lot of ways.
So they're not very liquid at all. They're just all.
I mean, that's what
I've
heard.
Equity.
Yeah. It's not. He's not a self-made businessman. It came out like.
So apparently, it came down to a vote of a sales tax. They wanted to add a sales tax to help fund a new downtown stadium for the Royals. And renovations to Arrowhead Stadium, and it got voted down.
The interwebs are a wild place. I just pulled up an article that said, "Meet the Hunt Dynasty, owners of the Kansas City Chiefs, and among the richest families in America." So I don't know.
when's the article? Maybe that includes the grandfather. Or
it's
whatever.
From February of 2023.
Yeah,
it's a year old ish.
Clark Hunt has a net worth of $2 billion.
Okay, this article says different. I don't know. I don't know.
The Hunt family. I think they're all rich.
Okay,
but Clark
just
himself.
the one owners who you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're worth $2 billion, that's not enough to be like a big silly in the NFL now.
Not with guys like Tepper and other like hedge fund guys.
How much is
in?
Tepper worth?
Like $20 billion, I think.
All right. Hey.
He's an idiot when it comes to NFL moves. Smart with hedge funds.
Yeah.
Not so smart.
A math
with,
genius.
Not so smart with running an NFL franchise at this point.
I still can't believe the Kansas City Royals haven't moved. I mean, they've been to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We're in 2024.
Correct. That is the year.
Twice in 40 years. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a team.
Now, they went to the World Series. They won a World Series. What was that, 10 years ago? 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been to the playoffs more than twice in 40 years.
Right.
They kind of revolutionized or they popularized the 7th, 8th, 9th inning guys, right? That was their bit.
Well, that was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, but they were the ones that kind of popularized that.
Well, now you need a 5th, a 6th, a 7th, an 8th, and a 9th.
Right. All right,
if your starter gets to the 5th inning, he did a hell of a job.
We'll continue to talk NFL. We'll get into the Commanders. Is their rebuild going to be modeled after this AFC team? We'll talk about that next. We'll tell you who that is when we come back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.